Fifth parak of Bamatzia, Mishnah Beis. Second Mishnah. Malvis Haveiroi, a person who lent money to his friend, Lo Yodo Bechatzeo Chinam. The one who lent the money should not live in the courtyard or house of the one who borrowed the money without paying, because that's a type of ribis. He's getting extra rights because he lent the money. The Gemara says that even if there's a chatzah which one would not have to pay money to use, even so it is also, because since he's using it without permission, other Rishonim say, because it looks, everybody sees that he's dwelling in this chatzah, it looks like he's taking extra benefits based on the loan, and therefore it's also. Well, he's giving money to Pachos. If he rents something from him or a house from him, he can't rent the house cheaper than the going rate, because the cheaper price is also type of ribis, neishu ribis. Ma'abal lasach min ma'abal al-mecha. One could add a price to rental if he pays, delays the payment under certain conditions, but you cannot do that by a sale. Ketzad. Under what conditions is it permitted? If somebody rented out his courtyard, if you do it for me now, then it will be with 10 sloim per year. You pay me by the month, then we'll pay one seller per chodesh, muta. It's muta. Now, what's the chiddush over here? It seems to be that by paying later, you're going to have to pay 12 per year instead of 10 per year. Even so, it's permitted because the time of payment of a schir is always at the end of the month. So therefore, it's not considered you paid more than the price. That is the price. If you pay earlier, you're getting a cheaper price. So there's room for the concern the other way around. You're prepaying and getting an easier price. But since you aren't paying in advance, you're just paying at the beginning of the schiras, so both of them are legitimate times to pay, and therefore either way you're paying is not considered paying for early payment or late payment, it's considered for payment. If he sold something, he said, if you pay me now, it's 1,000 zuz. In the garden, you pay later when I'm going to thresh the grains, it's going to be for 12 mana. Then it is prohibited. Why? Because a sale, the time that you have to pay is at the time of the sale. If you delay the payment and you ask more because you're delaying the payment, that is also. In other words, if somebody offers you two prices and you say, if you pay on time, it's such and such, and you pay later, it'll be a higher price, what they call today paying in installments, that is a problem of ribis. So if you're doing that between two Jews and you specify two prices, you have to know that you are running into problems with ribis and need to deal with that.